This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump openly urges foreign governments to investigate his political rivals, doubling down on an action that's already the subject of an impeachment inquiry. Answering questions Thursday morning from reporters on the White House South Lawn, Mr. Trump was asked what favor exactly he desired from the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky during a July 25th telephone call that sparked the whistleblower complaint. He responded that he would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens. VOA's Jim Malone has more.
At the White House, President Trump is in battle mode over the Democratic impeachment inquiry.
People have said to me, how does he handle it? Because it's all a fraud. And because of that, and because I know that I'm right, and because I'm doing a great job for the American people, I'm very, very happy living the way I'm living.
Trump has also ramped up his attacks on the news media.
But much of it is corrupt. It's corrupt. You have corrupt media in this country, and it truly is the enemy of the people. Thank you very much.
Congressional Democrats remain focused on Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader and his appeal for help in trying to find political dirt on Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden. Jim Malone, VOA News. Washington.
The United States and UK have signed an agreement under a controversial new U.S. law that will allow law enforcement agencies to force tech companies to turn over electronic communications for use in criminal investigations, regardless of which country the data is stored. The accord is the first of its kind, signed under the new Cloud Act passed last year by Congress. The European Union's top court has ruled that Facebook can be forced to remove posts worldwide if they are considered illegal in one EU member country. The decision by the European Court of Justice cannot be appealed. Facebook hit back, saying that it undermines